And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the...
There. You almost did it.
Yeah, no, I said the fan. Yeah, 97.3 the fan. Yeah. Indeed, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice right here on the fan. And a great new home for us here. We have Captain Renee from the Shogun here and getting some current fishing information on what's happening on the water right now, as you heard Shotgun Tom talk about.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We've heard from your saltwater guide on the Catalina.
How about that?
Awesome conditions over there.
Yes. It's happening. It's time.
It is. Fishing time. I want some of that fatty bluefin that's being caught on the Shogun.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Indeed. Yeah. And we have a great show, and we have a great prize given away, too, today, right?
We do. We're giving away a full year membership to fishdope.com. You can stay on top of it all with your saltwater guide. At $170 value, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. That's our new number here, call-in number at 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, indeed. And a great new home for us, and very stoked to be on the... Of course, we still stream on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can hear us on the app. And, you know, the other thing that's really cool is Mike Lum was telling us how many people listen to us on Alexa. You know, you can just say, Alexa, play the 97.3 The Fan, and it plays right on there. So a lot of us that may be out of the area of the listenership of the fan, they can hear us on the Alexa devices, or of course our app is always streaming that.
Wonder how many Alexas fired up right there.
Yeah, I bought one. I bought one on Amazon yesterday. $49.95.
Yes.
Yeah, they're cheap. So you can have it. And so I just wanted to see what it's like to have one and be able to play it and stuff, but apparently it's really easy and really easy to do, so something you can do there. We do have one line open for the first time all morning, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, it's full now, but when you call, I have to remind our listeners, when you call and all our lines are full, you're still going to ring. It doesn't mean we're ignoring you, okay? Adam is our guy on the phones and our producer here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we never ignore our listeners, but it's just the system here just rings and rings if all the lines are full. So just keep trying back. We'll keep you posted of when the lines open there. So in the meantime, Corey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed's calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is for Captain Renee. I'm going to go out on the Shogun the end of July, and I'm just wondering how many rigs should I bring on that, and would the flat falls work, and what do you expect in the way of fish?
The end of July, you know, the flat falls, you know, I'd always bring a flat fall just in case. You never know when we're going to run into bluefin. I remember a couple of years ago, right around July 4th or so, we were catching bluefin pretty close to home. It was a three-day trip. I imagine that's what you're going on. But, yeah, you know, the fish, we could either be kelp fishing, you know, for Dorado, yellowtail, or we can be just offshore fishing for bluefin tuna or maybe even just yellowfin tuna. That time of the year is kind of when we're starting to rock and roll. And you know, kelp fishing is always on those three-day trips. And you are going on a three-day trip?
No, I'm going on a day and a half.
Day and a half? Okay, yeah. That'll probably be the same kind of style of fishing. Either kelp fishing offshore for yellowfin tuna or bluefin tuna. So I would definitely have a flat fall rigged just in case we do run into those bluefin. But, you know, you bring anything from 25 to 50-pound test set up, you know, a couple, two, three rods for a day and a half, and you could set that stuff up from 25-pound to 50-pound.
When is that trip, Ed?
It's July 22nd.
Ah, July 22nd. Okay, very good. Yeah, there's also one I see on July 22nd. There's one on July 5th, which is the day after 4th of July. It's on a Friday through Sunday that actually has 9 spots left, a day and a half trip that's still open. I can't believe how prime time that is, Renee.
Right, the 3-day, yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
That is going to be a good
one. And then I think you're also going on a 6-day Let's Talk hookup trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. I'm looking forward to that trip. I missed it last year, unfortunately. But I'm going this year.
Good.
Because that is so much fun. That'll be Guadalupe Island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sold out right now, but you can get on the wait list. And those Guadalupe Island trips are pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, even sometimes those late trips, you know, the August and September, they fill up pretty quickly. But, you know, sometimes we do have... I think the December trips, we've got some openings on those.
And those were like the...
Those are golden sometimes,
trips,
yeah. You know, the fishing's pretty good. It's still all the way up to the very end.
Yeah, so, indeed. You do like fishing Guadalupe?
I love fishing Guadalupe.
Yeah. It's a pretty special place.
It is.
Corey, even you would like that kind
even
of
offshore fishing.
Even you. I'll tell you what I like about Guadalupe that I know I like is the fish that comes from there. And what is it about the yellowtail that comes from there?
And the tuna.
Yeah, that water is just cleaner. It's just so far offshore that island. You know, those fish are just very, very clean and tasty.
Yeah,
fatty,
very fatty.
Yeah, they're very delicious indeed. All right, well that does free up one line 833-288-0973. You want to get through? There's your chance. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I wanted to ask Renee, if I have a 2-speed reel and I have a 100-pound top shot on there, like about 30, 40 feet, can I go, like, with a dissimilar size fluoro, like a 6-foot piece of 40 or 50, and can I tie like a surgeon's, like a 4-turn surgeon's or a spider hitch there? Or do I need the crew to do something special? Not.
Now, you're talking about the 100-pound mono. Is that what you're talking about? You have a top shot of 100-pound?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of... We could do it, but I really don't recommend doing that. Such a heavy... your bait's not going to be swimming as good with 40-pound, you know, like a little piece of fluorocarbon. That mono is... I would definitely recommend just... coming down a little bit. I would go to either 50 and 60 to put a little
40 pound. How long of a mono top shot do you recommend?
I like doing 25 to 30 feet, you know.
That's it, huh?
Cranks, yeah.
All right.
But some guys do half the reel, you know, half spectra, half mono, and then a 6-foot or a 5-foot little liter of fluorocarbon.
Okay.
But I don't really like using heavy line and then coming down all the way to 40 from 100.
Yeah. Now, what kind of connections are you doing? Okay, let's talk about PowerPro Spectra to the mono. What's the connection?
We do the John Collins, the RP knot.
Okay, the RP
knot. Or we could do the, some guys do the Bimini's and all that. But
The Albright.
And we just pretty much on our boat, we could do the Tony Pena. We typically just do the RP knot on our...
Such a great knot.
It's a quick
so
and easy
I'm
knot,
stoked
and it's very, very strong.
Stoked to have learned that, because I, calico fishing, the heavy line, I've always used back-to-back uni, and that's a big old barrel, man.
Right.
You know, and to have that nice, slim RP or John Collins knot, it's beautiful. You can bring it right through the guys.
It goes right through, yeah. It's nice.
So, and Renee, we're Power Pro to mono with the John Collins knot, then the mono to the fluoro is what knot?
I use just a regular old uni to uni.
That seems to be
always the best.
Yeah.
I mean,
the John Collins knot is not for that.
No.
No, that's only a Spectra
to
mono.
Or Spectra to fluoro.
Yeah. But you use a back-to-back uni?
Yeah, that's what I use.
Yeah.
You know, some people have different, they could do the surgeon's knot or you know, the Seaguar.
The Seaguar knot.
It works, you know, don't get me wrong. I just feel like I I like the uni to uni a little bit better.
Yeah.
I feel more confident with that.
I agree. That's pretty foolproof.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you tie it correctly and test it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely pull and yank on it, test it before you go out there.
All right, Hills, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Let's jump back into it, Pete. Let's talk to Maynard. Maynard's calling from Temecula. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Question for the skipper there, and that is that on your surf trips that you're going to be doing in February, are you going to have long poles? Because, you know, most of my poles are between 7 and 8 feet long.
Oh, so...
And
fishing poles?
Yeah, he thinks actually fishing from the surf fishing.
Oh.
From the beach.
This is actually board surfing, actually.
Surfboard fishing.
Yeah, actually, you could surfboard fish.
Yeah, you can.
Are you going to fish from the big boat, too?
Well, if we have a chance, if the surf's down, we're definitely going to take our chances and go out, you know. Do some fishing off the big boat.
Yeah. So these surf trips in February and March on the Shogun are actually surfing, like let's go surfing now kind of thing. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what they are. They're not surf fish trips. So a little confusion there, but there certainly will be some fishing, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, we'll
surfers like to fish.
Surfers like to fish. We'll probably fish for dinner here and there if we get a chance to anchor up at night and, you know, go on.
Indeed. All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, Maynard, very much. That does free up 833-288-0973 for the first time again this morning.
Let's jump in and let's talk to David. David's calling from San Diego this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David. Oh,
David.
Who's David?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Let's jump back in and talk to Sam. Sam from Irvine. Are you there this morning?
Good morning,
Mother's
Sam.
Day, Sam.
Good morning. I am here. Thanks for taking my call. Found your new number, finally.
All right.
Hey, excellent stuff. So I've been on the Shogun. Great boat. Love it. But my question is like, I'm going down to the Pacific Queen this weekend on a day and a half, and, you know, I've been listening to reports, fish 30, fish 40, bring your 80, 60, you know, and I could, you know, take as many rods as I want. But what is the skipper's opinion of the, like, five best rods to take this weekend?
I would only use about three or bring three. I would have one set up with either, you know, seeing as sometimes you could run into that smaller grade fish, that 30-pound fish or whatnot. I would have one set up for 25 or 30, just even if, because we do stop on kelps from time to time if that bluefin's down. We're just kind of waiting for the float time. So 25-pound test. Another one with either 40 or 50, and then at least an 80-pound rig for your flat fall. That'd be your go-to three rods there.
Three rods, okay. And that's the 40 or 50 is just strictly bait?
Yeah, you could just I would tie a one-aught hook on there with either 40-pound or 50-pound fluorocarbon. You know, if that fish is a little bit on the smaller side, you could even drop down to 35-pound. And use that. We've been using the 10 circle hooks.
And it's crazy, the variance in the grade, huh? I mean, there's the 20, you're mentioning 25 to 30-pound fish.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's all mixed up. It's crazy. You know, sometimes you get into that school where it's just 60 to 80 to even up to 100-pound fish. But, you know, the stalker has been 50 to 80-pound, 50 to 65, 70-pound fish.
And so catchable, you know?
It's awesome.
Good really eating great size too, you know.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is then you could get like that cow too, right? There's cows running around,
there's
right?
Definitely hang out with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you could get a 40-pounder, and the next guy hooks a 200-pounder.
Exactly.
It could happen,
big
right?
Mixed grade of fish just running out coast right now.
Is there a trick to that? That getting that cow maybe dropping down the flat fall on a school of fish?
Yeah, you can drop down a flat fall, but you know, make sure you have 80 or 100-pound test on that flat fall and a bigger reel just in case you do hook into one of the bigger ones. You could even do a sinker rig with a, you know, an 8-ounce torpedo sinker above your fluorocarbon about 6 feet or so, and just letting it roll down there slowly until you just keep hitting those the water columns. I drop it down a couple hundred feet at least.
Really? Okay, so that's the key, is put the sinker on with a rubber band?
With a rubber band.
And then drop it slowly?
Slowly.
Okay. And then what happens?
and then you might just feel a big old thump and
put it in gear and start whining,
start cranking.
Cool. That's awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Sam. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's talk to Tommy P. Mr. Tommy Finkston is on the line. He just returned from the big Tony Reyes Let's Talk hookup trip. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
I don't know what happened there. We're having some issues with the phone here, but we'll get Tommy back to talk about. They had a phenomenal trip and should be fantastic. But we do have a line open at 833-288-0973. If you want to get through, there's your chance. In the meantime, let's talk about Western Outdoor News, loaded with great information. I want to throw out a big thank you to Bob and the gang over at Western Outdoor News for really helping out, getting spreading the word about our new home here at the Fan 97.3, and they've been doing a great job of getting the promotion out there for us, and they do always a great job of keeping anglers informed about what's going on out there. This week, how about that sea bass on the front cover from the Channel Islands?
Man, that's a beautiful looking fish.
That makes you want one of those, right? That's a nice one. And they have all kinds of information on the local yellowtail and the Eastern Sierra big opener and more. So check it out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And also want to remind you, we still have that Reel a Week going on this week, that special going on. It's only this weekend. It ends tonight. So if you want to take advantage of it, we did a fantastic job yesterday. Our listeners really stepped up and bought a lot of tickets and took advantage of those tremendous deals that we are talking about, where you get extra tickets, you get all kinds of bonus prizes and more. But that ends today. So today is your last day. So you can call Tim at 909-223-9631 or call Dorothy at 858-350-5870 extension 107. Or the easiest way is just to email at win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. Leave your name and your phone number, and then they'll call you back and get you set up with the tickets and the packages that you need. All right, Tommy Finkston is on the line. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. You got me?
Yeah, got you loud and clear, Tommy. And
holy.
Wow. Yeah. So you had quite the trip, huh?
You know, the Tony Reyes trip is fun, Pete. Again, thanks for letting me host it. Let's get right into the fishing here. You know, the yellowtail, typically this time of the year on trolling, you know, the mirror lures, the Rapalas, deep divers, was pretty good. I mean, pretty much all you want. Up to 24 pounds was the big one on the yellow.
Nice.
So, yeah. And then, Corey, for you, the Cabrilla fishing. Wow.
Oh, man.
We got in the schools, the schooling Cabrillas. You know, some of the schools were different size. Some of them were 2 to 3 pounds. Some of them were 4 to 6 pounds. But I'll tell you what, on a Tranks 300 with a little 40 to 60 gram, it was those Colt Snipers in the silver. And then the silver and white colors were just killing them. I mean, it was so much fun. The big Cabrilla on the trip was like 17 pounds. That did come on the troll.
Tommy, you're getting some of those up shallow, up tight to the rocks?
Well, no, not really, Corey.
Okay.
They were schooling all over. You know, you just, and it wasn't only our ponga. It was all the other pongas, too. You just follow the birds. But, yeah, some of them were up shallow, but a lot of them were out in the open water. And then this one little school that we saw, it was late in the afternoon. It was a school of bigger fish. And we all just happened to be looking at them because obviously we're casting on them. And there was a golden Cabrilla that came up. And the way the sun hit it was just, and we looked at each other and says, wow, did you see that?
Those are such beautiful fish and, amazing too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you the story of the big one that got away. Some of the guys were out reef fishing there, and they're fishing for, I guess, pinnow bass, et cetera, other reef fish. And one of the guys was pulling it up, and they had took a big swipe at the bass. So the punga there immediately tied on a huge circle hook. I mean, the one the size of that you'd catch halibut with up there in Alaska. Put on a chunk of yellowtail and dropped it down, pulled up a black sea bass that weighed out at 140 pounds.
Wow.
That was way cool.
So great trip. You had some weather issues, but that didn't stop the great fishing, huh?
Sure. You get the wind, but, you know, 10 minutes later, the wind lays down, and, you know, you jump on the leeward side of the island or whatever, and and it's cool. We had, you know, a lot of the issues were, you know, traveling, but it was, I mean, it's all in all, it's a great trip. Pete, thank you for all the giveaways and stuff that you gave me. As a matter of fact, the guy that pulled up the big fish also won that Shimano tackle bag that you gave and everything else.
That's fantastic. And those Nomad lures, man, I bet people were using those, and we had all those Shimano Colt Snipers and more on there. Just a lot of, and AFCO clothing, just a lot of good stuff to give the people on the boat.
Well, I was going to say, if you felt the AFCO, those T-shirts, the material on those T-shirts is stellar.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do a superior job when it comes to clothing at AFCO, no doubt about it. Tommy P, great job. Of course, next year, that trip always sells out very, very quickly. I would not hesitate to call the Longfin in Orange or go right online at the Longfin or TonyReyes.com and book that trip. It's a great value. It's a great trip, and I believe Tommy P will be hosting it again next year.
Well, I hope so if I'm asked, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of people, Pete, that come time after time on that trip, and they do it because, like you say, find your way down to San Felipe. It's a great value. Some of these guys go out two or three times on that during the year, and the haul of fish, you know, is good. So
yep.
We're going to be eating some Cabrilla later on. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, Tommy. Well, thanks for being a great host on the Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip, and look forward to next year's. Again, call the Longfin in Orange or Tony Reyes. .com and book on those trips because they fill up very, very quickly. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate joining us on the show this morning. Let's go up to the Eastern Sierra right now. Talk to our buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you back on the show. 2 weeks into the Sierra trout season, how has it been?
It's been great. Really good weather. Which is great this time of year. The snow's melting off. The campgrounds are opening. And people are catching fish. It's a gorgeous day today.
Oh.
And, yeah, things are going well.
All right. And, of course, have you been putting campers in various beautiful spots with Adventures in Camping for people?
We have. We've been placing trailers around Convict, Crowley. Convict just opened up this last week. Most of the campgrounds up in the June Lake Loop are open now. Reverse Creek, I think, is set to open up this week. So I would guess Gold Lake's probably going to open up as well if it's not already. Silver's been open. We're up in the Leavining area. Leavining campground's open. A couple of the ones all the way up at the end of the canyon before you start heading up into Yosemite Valley are still closed, but those are set to open up later this month. And then we're just waiting on the Lakes Basin, Twin Lakes, Lake Mary. Those are set to open at the end of May, probably first part of June. And then Devil's Postpile, we're probably going to be into June or first part of July. But that's not abnormal. So
it's not abnormal. But there was an abnormal large amount of snow this year, right?
Well, you know what's funny is it's actually probably more of the normal side of snow from, you know, years ago, what we used to get. But, yeah, I mean, more than we've been getting the last 10 or 15 years. But, you know, with the snow comes full streams, full lakes, and beautiful wildflowers. So don't let it, you know, keep you from coming up to the Sierras. It's beautiful up here, and we're open for business.
So briefly tell us about Adventure and Camping. You basically, you go online and you pick the trailer you want, and you'll put it exactly where they want it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a variety of sizes of trailers for, you know, everything from just a couple people all the way up to a large group of 8 or 9 people or a large family. And you pick the trailer. You tell us where you want us to put it. We go from Bishop all the way up to Leavining and service all the campgrounds in between. And we'll bring it out to you. We'll set it up, show you how everything works, and then come pick it up when you're done with your stay. You don't have to do anything with it.
It's, like, so easy and so convenient. And our Let's Talk Hookup listeners get the Rock Cod Rick special. What's that?
So right now, all the listeners that call in and mention the radio show, they're going to get 20% off of our regular rates. And let me tell you, right now, excluding Memorial Weekend, that we're back up on peak time for Memorial Weekend, but right now and then after Memorial Weekend for most of June, we discount our rates anyway off of our regular peak rate. So your listeners are going to get close to 50% off of our rates.
Oh, my goodness. So you get the discount plus the Let's Talk Hookup Rock Hard Rick special, 20% off in addition to the discounted rate for May, June, other than Memorial Day weekend, of course.
Absolutely, and Memorial Day weekend, we'll still give you the 20% off your listeners.
Wow.
So, yeah, even though we're on our peak rates, your listeners are going to get 20% off for Memorial Weekend and through the summer. I'll give them the discount for July and August as well. So the 20% off is good for our entire season.
Tremendous deal. So how do we book a trailer and look at the availability and such? It sounds like a great time to come up and look at the wildflowers, see the streams, catch some fish, and just enjoy the Eastern Sierras during a beautiful time of the year.
So if you want to explore the trailer models that we have, check out all the campgrounds that we serve, go to adventureincamping.com, or you can call our office. We're open 7 days a week right now. Call our office at 760-935-4890.
All right, perfect. Ryan Doerr, adventureincamping.com. Great outfit and great time in the Eastern Sierra, and huge deals for Let's Talk Hookup listeners right now. So take advantage of it. Thanks, Ryan. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more from Renee, more from the Shogun on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you just heard that Alexa thing. It's like everybody, it's like a rage now.
Yeah.
Like the Alexa rage for those of you that are outside the radio listening audience of The Fan. Alexa's a great way. The other great way that I know a ton of our listeners are listening is on our Let's Talk Hookup app. The Let's Talk Hookup app that is managed by Adam, it goes everywhere with you on your smart device, iPad, iPhone, your Android device. You just download the app for free in the App Store or the Google Play Store. You can listen to archives on that. You can listen to the Listen Live. We had some issues last weekend, our first debut shows here on The Fan. We had some issues with the app last weekend. All those issues have been corrected. So everything is streaming perfectly on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
And thank goodness for Adam that any issue, he's on it right away.
Right away.
Getting it going. And
for sure. Yeah. If you want to get through, one chance. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I want to mention that next weekend, next Saturday, big event, of course, Let's Talk Hookup will be live at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point, and looking forward to that, giving away that trip charter on the San Mateo. So you want to be sure to join us down there, 7 to 9 a.m. at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. The entire Hanson clan is going to be there, including Big Daddy. It's going to be great. Don, yeah, so the legendary Don Hanson and his whole family will be there. So that's going to be really cool. I understand even Captain Dave will be there.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's going to be a good time next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And another big event happening next Saturday is the big Los Angeles Chapter CCA Banquet. Or actually, it's a great event. It's a fundraiser, but it's a fun time. And you can get more details, buy tickets at ccacalifornia.org. But that's happening next Saturday, too. So you want to be sure to check that out. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug. Doug called from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi, it's like for Captain Renee. Two questions here. When you guys come up on a meter mark, how often do you circle it? And how long will you sit on a meter mark before you decide to start trolling again?
Good question.
I mean, that's a great question. Like, how would you approach it? You know, you get a meter mark. What's your approach?
You know, when we're using the sonar and the up and down, I'll either make a spin on it. If it's a slow day, I'll probably end up stopping on it. But we're typically looking for schools out there. Now we're talking about bluefin. You know, if we're fishing Guadalupe and I see a meter mark and I don't really hear much, I'll maybe do a circle on it and maybe throw a little bit of bait if I see a couple of, you know, handfuls of fish. But typically we'll sit on a meter mark or a couple of minutes, really, you know, try to get a reaction out of them. If there's no reaction, then we're going to keep looking.
And bluefin can be so finicky and so touchy, and like maybe they don't want a boat anywhere near them, you know, so your approach might be just a little bit different too.
Definitely, you know. I mean, I'll either sit, if it's, depends on what kind of day we're having. If it's slow and we haven't seen any sort of sign of fish and I do see one tuna or a couple tuna on the up and down, but I don't hear much on the sonar, I might sit it out for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, see if there's some scattered up and come through, and maybe we'll get a little reaction. But typically, if we're looking for the schools, we're kind of running and gunning on sometimes. But, you know, lately, it's either you find a school there early in the morning, you get a few, and then you kind of have to look for them all over all day. And then at the end of the day, you get another school, and that's where you want to be. If you just move, then you're kind of done for. But you get on a school and sit on it.
Sit on it and see if it starts to bite.
Right.
So are you finding most of these schools on the sonar or on the up and down meter?
On the sonar.
On the sonar, yeah. you occasionally find them on the up and down, or no, you're going to see them on the sonar first?
No, you'll run them over every once in a while. You know, it's not very often you do that, but say we're traveling at night, you know, whoever's on watch will probably run a school over, and they'll either take a picture with their phone or mark it down in the plotter. But sometimes, you know, you do run them over occasionally, but not the big schools, you know, just a few. You get a little clip.
Yeah.
Just,
and you'll make a note of it. That's where that school was. Go back to it if you need to.
Yeah, you'll write the water temperature and where it's at and see what's going on throughout your day.
Yeah. All right, Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Let's jump into it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Los Alamitos. Good morning, John.
Morning. I got two questions for Renee. My first question was, do you think we're going to get some big eye tuna this year?
Uh-huh.
My second question is, do you ever let guys bring longboards, 10-footers?
On the surf trip?
On the surf, yeah.
Yes.
On the surf trip, yeah. Yeah, definitely bring the longboards. I mean,
what about stand-up paddleboards?
I'm sure we can handle those.
Yeah.
You mean you're going to allow Ron Lane on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the big eye question, you know, I there's a high chance that you're going to see a few. I don't know if we're going to see a bunch of them, but, I know last year we were catching a few of them mixed in with that bluefin. And so we're hoping that we catch a few this year. That's kind of a big deal if we do catch some of those. It'd be kind of nice to...
That would be cool.
...throw out there, you
yeah.
know, so... Another big trophy.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was telling you guys about the Tochigi
right.
fish market in Tokyo. Is the bluefin, of course, we're getting the high dollars, and the fattier the bluefin, a lot of that Atlantic bluefin was the fattier. The bluefin was the stuff that was getting the big dollars. The yellowfin were not getting big dollars in the auction. They basically, the yellowfin, fresh yellowfin, it was like fresh yellowfin versus like a frozen or even a fresh bluefin. Fresh yellowfin were not getting the dollars, but the big eye, the frozen big eye, the long-lying big eye were getting big dollars, which was interesting. Not as big as the bluefin, but that's because it's got a higher fatty content, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That
so,
big eye would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it would be nice. That'd be a good thing. John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to another John. John Cohn from San Diego. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask the captain about what types of signs he's looking for out offshore with these bluefin, and also if he's seeing any type of pattern related to the moon.
Great questions.
You know, with this moon, it seems like they do bite a little bit before and after the moon. But the signs that we've been kind of looking for, that was the question, right?
Yeah.
Signs. You know, we've been kind of staying, looking at the water charts and looking at the chlorophyll, and you know, you want to stay in somewhat of clean water, not any of that green, dirty water. It's just clean water. You know, we have been seeing a little bit of bait, but generally when you do find the schools of this fish, we haven't seen much bait at all. And the birds haven't really been helping us that much this month, but in the last couple of days, or I guess three trips ago now, They started popping their heads up and kind of helping us a little bit. You do see a puddler here and there or a fish up high breezing and stuff like that with a little bit of bird life marking it, you know. Not a whole lot, but you do see a little sign on that.
A little sign on it, huh? Now, what about, we haven't talked about kelps. Have you guys been looking at kelps? Are there any yellows on the kelps, any bluefin on the kelps?
You know, there has been some yellowtail on those kelps. Quite a bit of them, actually. You know, we haven't really been stopping on them unless we have to. You know, I know we did stop on a kelp a few, I think last weekend, that had some bluefin meter marks on them, but they didn't want to bite. But those fish are around, you know. If you're in the general zone and that fish is all spread out, I'm not going to say you're not going to catch any on the kelps, you know.
Sure.
You're not going to pass it up anyway, right?
No.
What grade of yellow is it on the kelp?
It's anywhere from 5 to 8 pound fish.
Okay, smaller grade.
8 pound fish. It's smaller grade. That's why we recommend that 25 pound if you're going on a day and a half. If we do stop on them, you know, we're not going to pass them up, but we do scan them up with the sonar, and we'll either be trolling, looking for fish, you know, troll like a little
Rapala for whoever would like to troll, and we'll troll by the kelp, and if we do catch one, we'll, you know,
get on it
and hang out and see if we can't scratch a few more.
Cool.
There has been some decent little scores on those kelps, though.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck Holm from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. Can't wait to see you guys down here next weekend.
All right.
Don't
forget,
there's a, you get Wooly to do the 10 o'clock. You can do the show and then go out on the 10 o'clock.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right. Good idea.
Yeah, no excuses now, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the fad with the flat falls, the going back down to 80 from like 100, 110 from last year, are you going back to the double hooks, or are you still changing the hooks out?
No, we still do the double hooks. You know, those owner hooks have been coming out with those stingers. Those things have been working pretty good. Or you can just use an offshore hook with a 7-aught offshore hook and one of those rings.
So you're bringing you're putting an upgraded hook on those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be working just fine. We're not using the stock ones. We're putting an upgrade on it.
Yeah, in case you hook that big one.
Right.
Yeah. Always a good idea to be prepared, right?
Yeah, be prepared in case you do hook the big one.
Yeah.
I've lost quite a few of those just chewing through.
Most of the big fish have been on the flat fall?
I believe, you know, this year those bigger fish have been on the flat fall. You know, last year they've been on the kite. I haven't really seen any of the a couple of those 100-pounders we did hook on bait, and maybe a couple on kite, but they've been on the flat fall during the day, those bigger ones.
In the day, which is unusual,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
It's, yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Deep or up with the school?
You see them crashing here and there. I think we even hooked one on a popper not that long ago.
No kidding. Nice. Oh, yeah. Boy. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Did you get them?
No. One of our crew members, Dave Senesak, he hooked one on, I think it was 80-pound, and the fish that ate it, inhaled it. It was like a 120-pound fish. So, but we haven't been, you know, fishing too much of the popper. Or basically, it's been live bait and a flat fall. You know, whoever decides to use the flat fall, you either get bit or you don't, and you keep at it. But some guys dedicate that flat fall and get lucky.
And the bait has been really good at Everingham, just a little bit of small.
Yeah, it's been a mix, anywhere from 4 to 6 inch.
Oh, that's a decent sardine. Decent, yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a little smaller, but right now it's good grade. Good
yeah.
mix.
With the amount of pressure that's been come on, it's almost like a summertime with all the
totally
boats
is.
Running. The ability for the Everingham brothers to keep up with that demand is unbelievable.
Doing a good job, yeah.
And the fact that they can do it, that's cool. And the fact that you've got your slammers, you can keep your hook bait and one. Exactly. I'm on it. I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call. We'll see you at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing next Saturday for our live broadcast. Let's try and sneak in one more, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim Cole from Oceanside. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Jim.
Hi. My question's for Captain Renee. It really intrigued me that you guys carry 17,000 gallons of fuel. What is the burn rate on that cruise your boat?
You know, we burn we normally cruise around 10 knots, 9.5, and it's 15 gallons an hour.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Like I said, we don't typically use all that fuel. We'll load up the bellies and the day tanks and the middles, and that's about it. That's our maximum capability, you know, capacity on the fuel. We don't fill up all that. But yeah, it's not bad ratio. 15
gallons an hour.
If we're hauling butt, you know.
For a 90-foot steel boat that weighs how much?
It's a couple. It's 100 tons.
100 tons. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty efficient.
And at 9.5, 10 knots, but if you want to kick it up a little bit, I mean, you're obviously burning a little bit more got to get to an area and do it in a timely manner, you know?
Yeah, looking at
17. The fuel is outrageous. I went to the fuel dock yesterday. I know how expensive fuel is. Have you had to put a fuel surcharge on trips yet?
No, we have not.
None?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's hope that doesn't happen. Apparently, fuel is supposed to come down a little bit, so let's hope that it stays that way.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, Jim, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to find out who's won this full day full-year membership to fishdope.com. We're going to have more from Renee and the Shogun. We come back and let's hook up on 97.3 The Fan.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 18th, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick, and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, will host a live broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point. Don Hanson and the Hanson family will talk about the great opportunities available from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Their great fleet of sport fishing boats have been taking Southern California anglers fishing for decades. In addition, Don has played a key role in working with SAC on fisheries issues like sardine and more, and he'll talk about those and other issues that are on the horizon. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in Saturday, May 18th, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We've had a fun time in here with Renee. We had one lucky winner. Renee picked a number. John from San Diego wins the full-year membership to fishdope.com, $170 value.
Nice. Yeah, he's going to be knowing what's going on the water for a full year, thanks to fishdope.com. Appreciate that. Jason Ali and all the gang over at BD Outdoors for doing that. And Renee, Shogun Sport Fishing, I find it hard to believe that there are actually spots available on that day and a half on Monday. But you can go on Monday, fishing. You running the boat? Paul running the boat?
Monday, Paul's going to be driving.
He's going to be driving the boat.
We're
okay.
Doing three trips on, one off type of thing. So okay. he'll be driving.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, there's some trips available. Not very many. I'm looking at the schedule here, but a lot of them are full. But don't be afraid to get on the wait list. For example, our six-day Let's Talk Hookup Guadalupe trip, I know that it's been sold out for a year, but there's a wait list, and I know Jen's done a miraculous thing of getting a lot of people on that trip.
Right.
So even though it says sold out, don't be afraid to call the office, right?
Call in and just put your name on a waiting list on any of the trips that are available. You know, you could definitely, you know, get on if somebody just backs out last minute. you could be at the top of that waiting list.
Things change.
Yeah, things always change.
For sure. And you did hear from Paul. He called in, and you talked to Paul, and a little slow this morning, but it's been an afternoon thing, right?
Yeah, you know, he saw a little sign in the dark, and he's kind of going through that general area again. The stuff's not kind of balled up or floating yet. I know yesterday afternoon they started seeing more sign, but as long as he's seeing a little sign, you know, it'll wake up in the afternoon and he'll get on a nice school. It'll bite, hopefully.
And get him.
You know, and get him.
Yeah, for sure. It's been an afternoon thing.
It has been the last, you know.
And last year too, right?
Last year it was either early in the morning or, an afternoon thing. It was a little lull in between.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and as the water warms up, things are just going to get better.
They're just going to get better, yeah.
All right. ShogunSportFishing.com or call the office. What's that number?
We can call the office at 619-226-8030 and talk to Jen. And, you can book through the website as well at the ShogunSportFishing.com. You look up our schedule, and it tells you what we're doing and how many people can still, you know, get on a trip.
Yeah, and, of course, all the day-and-a-half trips, and it says right on the Shogun Sport Fishing page there, all the day-and-a-half trips are picked through Fisherman's Landing on the Fisherman's Landing website, which is fishermanslanding.com.
Right, you can book through there or call them as well. And that's just for those day-and-a-half trips. All the other trips are booked through the office.
You know what amazes me about those day-and-a-half trips on the Shogun is that you charge $400, and that includes the food, right?
That includes the meals, yeah.
Yeah, which
that's
is
crazy.
Because some of the other boats don't, and they're not much less than that.
Yeah.
And you're not talking burgers and stuff. You're talking gourmet Shogun meals.
Yeah, they're cooking. Sometimes they do the burgers or pasta during lunch, you know. But, basically, you get some sort of a taste for the long-range food.
That's the whole idea. Well, thanks, Renee. Look forward to hearing from you on the boat on the Fan. And we'll look forward to having you right back here on Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday live from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. That's going to be a great time with the Hansons up there and giving away that your own private charter on the San Mateo.
I've already won that.
Saturday. You want to win that?
Yeah.
Calico World up there. Are you kidding me? And then next Sunday, right back here in the Fan Studios, we're going to have Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Fan 97.3.